And you're listening to Jazz Tones right here at Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Upcoming next is the great Diane Reeves. I've been playing a lot of her great music just for your imagination, Better days, and it's always a better day when Diane is singing and the inspiration that she has. She went to the University of Colorado. She's been singing since high school. A lot of you know her, all of her great music that has uplifted you each and every day. She'll be at the Rialto Theater on March 4th, and that's one of the purposes of this interview, to talk about her career briefly, and she's on tour at this particular time. And without any further ado, I'd like to bring her on there. How are you doing, Diane?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear you sing because of the way you interpret those lyrics. You just put your heart and soul in it. So many of us just love you, you know, in terms of the creativity and just like just your imagination. You give us so much encouragement. You must be best friends with your muse and spirit, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just and you won a Grammy also, and that is for the Beautiful Life.
That was the fifth one.
That's the fifth Grammy. And you know, it's interesting, a lot of people don't realize that you were that great voice, did the music for the motion picture Good Night and Good Luck, and that featured Diane Reeves. You know, and like it says, we will not walk in fear of one another. It's interesting to see that you've managed to be a part of Hollywood too. Talk to me about that. You know, how was that experience?
It was pretty amazing. It was a movie that was written and directed by George Clooney, and the music I performed in the film, and I kind of the music was like the Greek chorus of the film in a sense, and so you'd see me come in, and then I would sing. It took all of it took place in a studio, in a television studio, and it was nice because I thought that I would go and I'd end up having to lip sync, and he said, oh no, he said all the music you perform will be live in the film, just like the actors deliver their lines, and I thought that's incredible. So everything was live.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're very much alive. I can't imagine you lip syncing.
No, but, for a film, you know. But it worked.
Well, you have that savoir-faire that we want to hear. You know, that's why we look forward to you coming. You know, you're the type of artist that we as listeners never really get tired of listening to. I just want to know how you do it, interpreting all those great lyrics.
People are good to me, and you know, my inspiration comes from life, so I don't know. I'm just out here, and I love being out here.
I mean, you do classics as well as pops, Send in the Clouds, Speak Low, Obsession. And then you turn around and, you know, leisurely do something that's very popish and without, you know, windmills in your mind. It's interesting, you know. You write as well.
Yes.
What are you upcoming? What's the next great thing that you're doing?
Well, I just produced a live record. I did this do this festival in France, and we're currently in the studio now, just mixing and getting mastered up. But it should be out in the fall.
Oh, I don't have to go to Paris, do I, to get it?
No.
I'm only kidding. You know, but you recorded it in Paris.
In the Marciac Jazz Festival in Marciac, France.
Oh, live. Oh, how many tracks?
Well, we're working on that right now. It's going to at least 11.
Is any surprises that the audience can expect? You always have them.
Yeah, but I won't say.
You won't say.
It'll be a surprise.
You gonna keep us in suspense?
Yeah.
So, how suspenseful will you keep us when you come to Atlanta on the 4th?
Oh, I always love coming to Atlanta. Atlanta's been so good to me, and so we're coming there. We're gonna have fun, and they'll have, you know, your songs that they know and some new stuff that we've been working on, and Stuff from Beautiful Life, but we'll have a good time.
Will you have any of my favorite musicians with you? Romero, Reginald?
Yeah, Romero will be on guitar, and Terrion Gully on drums, and sitting in for us in Atlanta on bass will be the great Ben Williams.
Ben Williams, and, oh, good.
And then also Peter Martin.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, it's interesting. I remember Terrion when he first started out with a group called the Swing Association in Atlanta over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. All those guys did well, and Romero is just such a fantastic guitarist. I mean, you really pick these great artists that uplift your voice. You know, you have
have a good tell people it's not a stage, it's a playground. We have a good time out there.
You're like, your spirit epitomizes how much fun you have with your music. And so it's really not work. It's fun.
Yeah, I enjoy what I do.
Okay, you know, that's quite obvious. But, you know, one of the things I'm going to really look forward to you this weekend is the fact that coming to the Rialto is always an opportunity for the audience to come in and just interact with you. So I hope you have a chance, if you're not too tired, to sign autographs or at least give us a hug.
Absolutely.
You know, but I want to thank you, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Diane, for coming and gracing the audience with your time. I know you're on tour and you've just gotten in, and we look forward to seeing you this Friday, okay?
All right.
All right, then. And
well, you take care, and we will see you very soon.
All right, see you Friday. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Diane Reeves, she'll be at the Rialto Theater on March 4th at 8 p.m.